Welcome to Film Forum's podcast. The following event was recorded on July 28th, 2007, live at our theaters located at 209 Westhausen Street in Manhattan.
Please welcome Charles Ferguson.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you for putting together the argument that you very well researched for us here. And I wondered if there was anything you learned in the process of writing and researching this film.
Yes. Where to start? Many factual things, you know, hundreds of interesting, surprising facts. In the larger scale, I would say that there were two things that really stood out. One of them, I think, is now commonly understood. Maybe they both are, I don't know. The one that I would perceive to be commonly understood is the ideological blindness of this administration. The other one, which I found quite staggering in its extent and depth, was just the sheer asinine incompetence of this administration. No matter what your ideology is, when the way that you start the occupation of a country is with 8 convoys of 20 unarmored SUVs, 400 people, 11 of them speak Arabic, no internet access, no email, 8 telephones. That's crazy. That's not conservative or liberal or right wing or left wing. That's just incredibly, unbelievably, psychotically stupid. And there were many things like that.
We have a question back here.
Thank you so much for making this movie. I hope that you're able to share this with everybody in the country as soon as possible.
We're trying.
And especially, you know, the people in charge of this country who probably won't be seeing this movie. But it seems that you got to interview lots of people who were involved in the beginning of the occupation in 2003, and we saw the mistakes they made. Did you get a chance to meet the people who are in charge now in 2007? Are they still making these mistakes? Did they learn anything? What are they doing?
Very astute question. I don't know most of the people who are in charge now. I have met Condoleezza Rice a couple of times. I knew a variety of these people. I've met Richard Cheney, Dick Cheney, the vice president, twice, you know, a long time ago, not recently. But the people who are operationally running things now, and even at a very high level, Robert Gates, the defense secretary, for example, I've never met him. And no, I have not kept up in that sense. I have not been back to Baghdad since I went for this film, which was March and April of 2006. So at the kind of personal interaction level, I'm not current. A number of the people who are currently involved in occupation policy are regarded as intelligent, practical, capable people. Ryan Crocker, the current ambassador. General Petraeus is held in very high regard by everybody. But that being said, George W. Bush is still the president, and Richard Cheney is still the vice president, and Condoleezza Rice is still the Secretary of State, and Stephen Hadley is the National Security Advisor. And he was before he was deputy under Condoleezza Rice during all this. One can't regard the situation as being entirely in good hands. That's, you know, in fact, that's an understatement.
We have a question in the back.
What would you predict would happen in Iraq if there was a withdrawal of U.S. forces within the next year?
If there was a complete withdrawal of U.S. forces, everybody that I've spoken to says that there would be a quite horrific bloodbath. If there was a substantial reduction, but the continuation of a substantial American presence, then people are divided about what the consequences of that would be. And it would also depend, of course, on the nature of diplomacy, on how the administration was negotiating with, not negotiating with, dealing with, not dealing with the Saudis, the Iranians, the various parties inside Iraq, Muqtada al-Sadr, the militias, the Sunnis, the Kurds. It's very complicated. But most of the people, in fact, I would say just about everybody with whom I've spoken, thinks that if there was a complete, total American withdrawal, that there would be a quite horrific bloodbath, and possibly the regionalization of the war with increased Saudi involvement in support of the Sunnis, increased Iranian involvement in support of the Shiites, and possibly Turkish intervention in Kurdistan. Joff, do you want to say anything about this?
I mean, I agree with everything Charles says, and of course, neighboring country, that's going to be the biggest problem in Iraq if they withdraw, like, now or within the next year. Turkey, they have interests in Kirkuk, under the problems of Turkmens, like protecting Turkmens in Iraq. Saudis, you know, they want to interfere to protect Sunnis. Iran, of course, they're already interfering through Mahdi army and the Shiites. And Syria also, you know, through the former Ba'athists. I agree.
Thank you for making the film. Based on what you learned, how does it end?
Not soon and not nicely. You know, I think that the best you can hope for now is a kind of Northern Ireland-like situation where there's continued but contained violence, substantial violence, a lot of violence, but it's kept below the level of, you know, it doesn't get to kind of Rwanda or Congo. And hopefully after 5 or 10 or 20 years, it took 30 years in the case of Northern Ireland, people will come to their senses and a new generation will say, you know, why are we killing ourselves and each other? But it's not going to end soon for many reasons.
Okay, this is going to be the last question.
Thank you. What you've given us is a chronicle of war crimes, and I'm surprised that they are not impeachable offenses. If there were a move towards impeachment, that doesn't solve the problem in Iraq, obviously, but it would be some acknowledgement of the enormity of what has been done to this country. Do you hear any voices speaking up in support of action against the people who are responsible for these decisions?
Well, of course, there are some people who are calling for impeachment, and some, particularly in Europe, who are calling for war crimes trials. And indeed, you know, it's not out of the question that it will be difficult for Donald Rumsfeld, for example, to leave the United States and to travel freely as a result of this. He's going to be spending next year at Stanford, by the way, writing his memoirs, which will be interesting. I personally am very divided about what kind of action to take and what would be productive. I don't think that impeachment really would be a good thing. And I say that not because I like George W. Bush. I think it should be evident from this film that I am not a great fan of George W. Bush or this administration. But the politicization of criminal processes and criminal justice, even at that level in that way, is, I think, dangerous. And I think that we saw that with the impeachment of President Clinton, which was a political affair from beginning to end and was dangerous and crippled the administration of the country for a while. And I don't know that that's a precedent that we want to continue. I do think that one thing that would be very productive for America and for Iraq and for the rest of the world would be if somehow somebody in this administration preferably the president, could bring themselves to truly apologize. I don't see any likelihood of that happening, I regret to say. Thank you all so much for coming.
Thank you very much, Charles, for joining us. And thank you all for coming to Film Forum.
Thank you for listening to Film Forum's podcast. Visit us online at filmforum.org, where you can learn more about our films, memberships, subscribe to our free weekly e-newsletter, and to find out the ways you can support our nonprofit cinema. And if you have the time, please visit our iTunes page and leave a rating and review of our podcasts. Copyright to this program belongs to The Moving Image Incorporated.